Hello there, Nicola Barden here from Q102's Weekend Buzz. I hope you are all doing really well and thank you so much for pressing play today to listen to this episode. Before I let you listen to the whole thing, I just have a little bit of news for you. So if you're a fan of the Weekend Buzz or this is the first time you've ever listened to it, amazing and thank you, and scroll back. We've got over 70 episodes there, so there's some great chats for you to listen to from the likes of the cast of SVU, from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Grey's Anatomy, loads of stuff, some amazing singers, reality stars. Great in-depth conversations for you to enjoy. And I know that's what you're here for. So that's why I have to tell you my news. I have rebranded the show and it is now strictly podcast. So it's no longer on radio. It is just podcast and it goes under the name Tis Yourself. So do come and find us. We're on Instagram and Twitter and obviously all the places that you're listening to podcasts. So if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, Google, CastBox, Good Pods, Spotify, we are there. I am there with my over 50 guests, fantastic guests. You're going to love some of them. They're absolutely amazing. So we've got some of the cast from like Games of Thrones, Breaking Bad. Yes, Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones. Can you believe it? Some amazing singers like Shane Ward, Matt Cardle are there. We have the actor Jerry O'Connell, who has some surprising roots to Ireland, you won't believe. We have the likes of Tom Lenk from Buffy, who played Andrew. If you're Irish, you'll know the names James Patrice, Trisha's Transformation, Tommy Fleming, the Nolan family. There's loads and loads of stuff in there. We've Sarah Jane Dunn from Hollyoaks. We've got some cast of EastEnders. So there's a real mix of Irish, UK, US guests, and we're just adding to them every single day. We're getting some new guests. Season 4 is just about to be launched. So come and join me. I'm over here waiting for you to discover me. That's Tis Yourself with me, Nicola Barden. Hope you enjoy this episode.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
The Weekend Buzz with Nicola Barden.
Welcome back to the Weekend Buzz here on Dublin's Q102. Every time I talk about podcasts on this show over the last few months, anyone who listens regularly knows I have a couple that I kind of always mention. I always mention the Sisterhood podcast here in Ireland if you are a fan of hearing mental health and stories and people's lives. I always mention Help I Sexted My Boss, which is the love of my life, Jordan North over there in the UK, and William Hansen. And my absolute favourite is I Secretly Recorded My Boyfriend, and I am fangirling that I have Joe Russell here with me right now, who is the woman behind it all. Joe, how are you doing?
Hello. I'm the cruel woman behind it all with no morals.
Oh, that's no. Me. It is the greatest idea for a podcast I've ever heard.
If you've not heard it yet, it literally does what it says on the tin. For 2 years, I secretly recorded my boyfriend and we turned him into a star, a podcast star, without him even knowing. It's so weird to say it out loud, isn't it?
Obviously, you'd been with your boyfriend a few years when, you know, you'd come up with the concept. Was it a case of your people just kept saying to you, you should just record the things he comes out with?
I think for me it was, I know how funny he is. Without him realising he's funny. He's just got a unique take on the world and he's got just a weird way of looking at people and looking at things. And whenever I try to tell people at work what he'd said, it never quite came out in the same way. And so I was like, I'll just record him because he's so funny that I'll just record him. And then, yeah, we eventually turned it into a podcast, me playing bits of my boyfriend out to my friends and chatting about it and analysing. And, I mean, God, he's such a star of this thing. He's it's crazy. It feels wrong. it still feels wrong when I say, yeah, he didn't know. He did not know I was doing this. And then we've put it out there and it's wrong. But I always knew that he would absolutely love it when he eventually found out. You know, I just knew that he'd be fine with it and blown away by all the attention. So I kind of always had that in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
For the people that think that it's morally wrong, which I know why you think that, you know.
No, I remember the first day I listened to it, myself and my sister kind of send each other podcasts that we think each other would like. And she sent me Sex with My Boss. And I was like, when that came up, underneath it came up yours. So I was like, right, I'll try Sex with My Boss and then I'll try Secretly Recorded. And I remember sending her your one saying, you need to listen to this. And the two of us are now addicted. The first episode, I had to keep pressing pause because I was laughing so hard because the things he says are what a lot of us think, but he says it in the most unique way.
Yeah, he does. And he says things out loud that you would never actually say out loud in public. Ever. Like you say, despite the fact that you might be thinking it all the way along the line, but you got a filter. Most people have a filter, so we don't say things out loud in public that he does.
The things he says to you as well. You know, you were trying to lose weight and you were going to the Slimming World and you were really trying, and then he'd be coming back and he would just be so blunt and you'd be like, you'd nearly be walking and slapping your hand across your face going, oh, he didn't just say that to her.
Yeah, and he does, and it's just a good job that we've both got a sense of humour, frankly. But yeah, he is. It's done in a loving way. It's never done in a horrible way. Despite the fact, you know, I am recording him behind his back. It's done with all the love in the world, and it's done for the best reasons too. Because, oh my God, all over the world we get messages saying how much of a legend he is, and how funny he is, and how they want to be his mate, and. It, you know, there's no, I don't think there's any country that hasn't listened, that we haven't got a message from. So, it is a bit mind-blowing how it's taken off. You know, we're over 1.5 million listens now. So, yeah, it does blow our mind. We're just sat here secretly recording somebody and then turning it into a podcast. But if you've not listened, listen, because he is a gem. He really is.
So you come up with this idea, and obviously you work in radio in the UK, so you have the skill in terms of, you know, doing the producing side of it. And then you turn around to two of your friends, to Sparky and Katie, and you say, listen, I'm putting together a podcast and I'm secretly recording my boyfriend. What is their initial reactions?
Yeah, I mean, this is 2 years ago now, so it's very hard to remember specifically. But I think they were like, okay, this is a bit weird. And then when we did the first pilot episode, we just knew we were up to something because of how likeable he is. He's, you know, I don't know if you... Do you have Gogglebox in Ireland?
Yeah.
With our Goggleboxes, you know, they're very similar to him, I think, where they'll come out with something randomly. But they're always likeable and lovable, and you always do want to be their friends. And I think the pilot episode that we did, there was this whole, oh my God, people are going to love him. People are going to, like, barely laugh. Like, the amount of messages we get every week for people saying, oh, I can't listen to it on the bus anymore because I'm laughing out loud and people think I'm weird. And, you know, I can't be listening to it on public transport, because he makes you either, like, oh, or people are barely laughing at him. And we very soon realised that we had... a gem of an idea, and people were going to love him and turn him into the star that he is.
Well, he also opens our eyes up to the real issues, like how Coronation Street's mechanics are too clean. It's the things like that he notices. I'm like, oh, wow. Oh, yeah, actually.
It's so weird. Yeah, you'll have a really interesting storyline going on in, for example, Coronation Street. And all I barely can hear the script anymore, because all I'm getting from him is, well, I've worked in a garage. That's not a real garage. They're not. That's not clean. Why is that clean over there? If they've been working with oil, there'd be oil everywhere. And this is ridiculous. And you go, no, that's not the story, darling. That's not the storyline. Yeah, well, I don't believe anything because that garage is too clean. And you go, okay.
But the thing with the podcast, I love it. It's not just how brilliant he is. You guys add this extra fun,
hilarity to it. Obviously, Katie's stories are always off the wall. And, you know, Sparky nearly is apologising for himself before he even speaks because he says something and the two of you are like, what do you mean? What do you mean by that? And then obviously you've got this insider relationship between the two of you that you laugh so much, and you can even hear it in the clips that you play. Like, he'll say something and the two of you just end up laughing. So it just seems like, as I said to you before I came on, that I feel like I want to respond to you guys. I want to be talking in the group when you're talking.
Oh, bless you. Oh, that's a real compliment. So thank you very much for that. Yeah, it is a bit like that. It does feel, when the messages that we get from people really feel like, you know, we've made something that you can be a part of. And in this day and age, like what we're all living through right now, we want to laugh. All I want to do is laugh. I want to be happy and I want to laugh. And I hope that if you listen to this podcast, it just will take you away from the world and it will make you laugh and it will make you go, oh, I want to be friends with them, because we just want everybody to come in on this journey with us and we want everybody to be part of it. And we need it right now. And this is not a downbeat podcast by any stretch of the imagination. So if you want to laugh and if you want to escape from the world, you know, I hope you can come in and we can take you in with us. And I'm so happy, Nicola, that you've done this and you've been through this journey with us, because it's been a hell of a ride.
For me, it's really cheered up my walks on lockdown. You know, there's days when you're just like I listen to a lot of like murder podcasts, and there's days you just can't listen to them, you know. And there's days you've had a tough day at work, you've been in your house and you haven't seen anybody else for the day. And that's, I think, what really caught on with me initially at the start. As I said, I wanted to be part of this conversation you guys were having, and I was laughing, and it was like being in a gang of friends again, and, you know, slagging each other and jumping in saying, and just, I just didn't speak in this conversation.
Oh no! Oh, well, you have to shout louder. We'll hear you.
I did. It was just embarrassing when I'm walking the dog and the neighbour is like, are you talking to the dog? But I was, each episode I was like, he has to find out. He has to find out. And I even remember a couple of times, you know, your mom nearly let it slip. And one time he was actually holding the phone while it was recording and he didn't know.
I mean, this is a horrible thing again to say, but yeah, it's really easy to do, just because everyone's on their mobile phone all the time. So, like, it just wasn't out of the ordinary for me to have a phone around us, or for me to be, you know, pressing something on the home screen while I'm talking to him. It's just an everyday thing now. It's not out of the ordinary at all. So, yeah, the chances of him finding out would have been really up and down on the journey, mainly as well because the family and friends that all knew and all listened to the podcast, they would say something to him that they've only heard on the podcast. And I would have to jump in and go, oh, yeah, I was just telling them that story. Because he was like, well, how do you know that? I've never mentioned that. And I was like, oh, no, I told them that. So there were a few times where we thought, he's going to cotton on, he's going to find out. So we had some hair-raising moments, but you've got to think about it. He was living in a world where this wasn't happening. You know, this is, he would never think that this was happening. So he's not looking out for any signs of anything suspicious going on necessarily. So, yeah, we did have some hair-raising moments. And there were a few times that people tried to contact him on social media, found out who he was, and tried to contact him to tell him on social media. But luckily, he's not social media savvy, so didn't really have a clue what was happening.
People were that, like, that's taking the crack away from it. The whole joy is like, will he find out himself? Or maybe, as a case, it works out that you tell him. You know, don't ruin the fun. But we do know from listening, like, he isn't very social media savvy.
And still isn't, even though now he is getting messages from wonderful fans of his podcast, you know, that he wants to chat to. He doesn't necessarily always go to plan because he's not that into the real world, really, as you will hear from the podcast.
I think one of my favourite clips was when he was saying he was blocking Donald Trump because he had tweeted him and he never responded.
Yeah. And this was way before the you know, what's recently happened with Donald Trump. This is him, you know, we were on holiday in Vegas, and Trump was apparently around, that he's got a Trump Tower there, I think, or whatever it is. And he was like, oh, I'm just going to tweet him as if he wants a beer. And he, in his mind, thought, oh, he'll probably say, oh, yeah, well, I'm in town too, so yeah. I was like, no, did you not hear how ludicrous that is? Like, you do honestly believe that Donald Trump is going to go, yeah, come on over? And he looks at me as though I'm the crazy one. Like, well, I don't know why he wouldn't. I'm just, I've tweeted. I've taken the time to tweet Donald Trump. I don't understand. And yeah, I mean, yeah, that's the ridiculous of my boyfriend. But yeah, he genuinely believed that would happen.
Oh, it gave me such a laugh, the thought of him sitting there with the beer kind of going, why has he responded? And I think that's the, you know, it's the innocence nearly sometimes that he comes across in. He says things that, you know, you think, wow, that is just so innocent and it hasn't been tarnished by the world. Like when he thought that, you know, when he was looking for models, I think it was of trains, but it came up models, skimpy models instead.
Mm. Yeah, he does live in this weird... Yeah, this weird, innocent, naive world. I have no idea how or why in this day and age, but he really does. He lives in a world where, oh, well, I'm going to be kind enough to tweet Donald Trump, so he'll probably get it for a drink. Or, you know, yeah, he on Instagram used or set up, he decided he was going to search for models wanted because he's into model trains. So he wanted for models. And then did not understand why scantily clad, buxom women were coming up in his feed. Because he just like looking at me going, I don't know why. I don't know why this is happening. Or maybe he does. Maybe I'm the fool on that one. Who knows?
He's like, I swear, trains.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I promise you, Joe, that's exactly what I meant to do. Okay, darling.
So I haven't heard the episode yet because I'm a few behind. But you did, when it comes to, I think it's episode 100, you do let him know what has been happening. Mm. How did you plan? Was that something you kind of thought if we get to 100, we're going to tell him? Or what was it that kind of made you decide?
Yeah, we initially didn't think we'd make 20 episodes without him finding out. And then we got very, very blasé and confident about it, because once we'd got past 20 episodes and he still didn't know and everyone was listening and all of that was happening, we got very, really cocky and confident. But what actually started to happen was, as bigger as the podcast started to get, he was missing out on all the fun and all the compliments. And you know, we had a few famous people got on board and were listening and talking about him, and he was missing out on all that. And that was the guilt really hit me then, because I didn't want us to be getting all this wonderful benefit of him being amazing and him not. And so we kind of think, even in the first year, we were like, oh, should we tell him? But we got to 2 years and coming up to the episode 100, it felt the right time to let him know that this was happening. And to be honest, we haven't looked back since. It's the single greatest thing that's ever happened to his world. And he hasn't changed a bit in terms of me recording him for a podcast. He still isn't really that aware that it's happening, despite the fact he now listens every week. But he still just gets on with the world, and, you know, with his world. So it's not luckily changed him a bit, but it has given him all the boosts that I hoped it would when I first started doing it. You know, he just loves it. And people are exclusively sweet to him and kind to him. And, you know, there's nobody at all been horrible about him, which is unique in itself. And that is what makes him a unique man, I think. Yeah, there's nobody been horrible to him. They just love him. People love him. And he's just reveling in all of that, really. So, yeah, it's been, again, like I say, it's been a hell of a ride. But here we go. Season 2 is out now. So we're going again.
So excited to hear that. Do you think it brought you guys closer when you actually revealed it and then you got to listen back?
Yeah, definitely. It was a nervous day. For sure. I mean, that was a nervous time, but I'd like printed out 100 of the wonderful comments about him to immediately say, but I know I've recorded you and done this podcast, but look what everyone's saying about you. This is nice, isn't it? This is kind. This is lovely. Because who doesn't want that? So, yeah, I had the million backup plans, that's for sure. It was nervous time, but yeah, it's he just loves it, and I knew he would. I was so certain he would. And yeah, he loves it. We are, I suppose, can I say it's, we're different now? The only difference between the two of us is now we can openly talk about the podcast. And so it's a real relief for me in many, many ways, because I don't have to hide anything anymore. So that's the difference. But it's just not changed him. When you hear series two, you'll be like, oh, yeah.
He's exactly the same.
He's just the same. He still sounds like he doesn't know he's being recorded.
I assume all the companies, the beef jerky companies and the train companies, have been sending him stuff because he gives them so much advertising throughout the first.
I mean, yeah, he really does. I'm not necessarily sure that beef jerky are happy with the advertising he gives, because, my God, the price of beef jerky, it goes on and on, episode after episode, about how much we have to pay for our beef jerky here. So, yeah, I don't know whether that's good advertising necessarily for them, but, you know, we live in hope.
It seems to be something that people constantly, when they contact you, that's kind of one of the things they always mention to you.
Yeah, beef jerky is the thing. His model railways and trains are always mentioned. And, you know, the fact he doesn't know who any famous person is. Apart from, I think there was one episode where he vaguely knew some people from Top Gun. that was it. He doesn't really, he's just not part of that culture. He's not interested in celebrities or that world. So that gets mentioned a lot too. There are a few running themes, you know, him waking up on a morning singing Amazing Grace for no reason. that also gets, you know, we do get often listeners sending us videos of them singing Amazing Grace. So, yeah, there are a few things that keep being mentioned. But it's really great for us because it's a compliment to the podcast, actually. People are just very sweet about it. And like you say, really join in and think that they're part of it, and which is really lovely for us because, like you say, we could, you and I now, Nicola, we've never met each other, we could sit down in a pub and be friends, like, immediately because of this podcast. So it's just great.
Yeah, you could be like, how does she know so much about my life? Oh, wait, yeah, the podcast. That's why.
Yeah, and then I'd be like, this is so weird. And then I'd have to go, oh, no, hang on. You've recorded somebody for 2 years without them knowing. That's the weird thing.
Oh, it is such a bit of joy. It's like a half an hour of joy every episode because there's no badness to it. There, you know, there's crack. It's dirty. Also, he gave me curse words I can say on radio, like donkey walloper, which is amazing.
Yeah. Which, I mean, you keep saying it. We're still not totally sure what it means, but yeah.
you'll have to get him on to do an explainer maybe every so often. Come on and go, this is what I mean when I say this.
yeah, definitely. Although I'm sure after time he doesn't know what he means either.
So it's back for season two. Obviously he knows about it now and we're going to hear that. Was that something that you kind of hadn't thought about doing a second season, and then suddenly you were like, look, the love is still there? Or had you always planned?
Yeah, we weren't totally sure, because we weren't sure how, you know, it was going to go when we revealed it to him. And then, of course, it had to be his decision. But the overwhelming feeling when we actually said, we're going to tell him and, you know, we'll play it out to you, but we are going to tell him. The overwhelming feeling was, no, we don't want this to end. Please don't tell him. I was like, no, but we've got to tell him now. And people just didn't want it to end. So, you know, it's he can see that and he loves it. And it, like I say, it's just done with it in the best taste possible. It's just fun, and we definitely, especially at the moment, think this is the laugh we need. We have such a laugh recording it, and hopefully, you know, feedback is that season two is just as funny as the first season. So this is what we need right now, don't we? We just need joy, like you say, and a bit of a laugh. So, yeah, hopefully we can bring that.
Definitely. Oh, anyone who hasn't heard it, I often say it on this show, but I secretly recorded my boyf go Apple, Spotify, Acast, wherever you listen, there, it's all there. And I guarantee you, you'll be messaging me, thanking me, because it's a joy.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. And look, if this ever does lift and I'm ever in the UK, I will be hitting you up and saying, can I come out and talk trains and celebrities not going to know?
Yeah, do it. Oh my God, he'd love that. That would be amazing. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
That was Jo Russell there, and she is one of the hosts of Secretly Recorded My Boyfriend podcast. Check it out, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, come and find me, Q102 Weekend Buzz. I am on podcast, and I would love you to scroll back and check out some episodes you may have missed.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It really means a lot to me and I really hope you enjoyed it. Do scroll back and see if there's anything else that you might enjoy. And before I let you go, do remember to come and find me on my new podcast, Tiz Yourself. Again, talking to celebrities, this time a lot more in depth. So there might be longer episodes there. And we're talking about what was life like before they became famous, the different alternative roads they could have went down, how life changed for them, for good and bad, and so, so, so much more. And of course, the thing that they're best known for. So come and find me, Tiz Yourself with Nicola Barden. And I really hope you'll enjoy the new episodes. They're up to date. They're brilliant. There's some great people there. And I'd love your support. So please do come find us. That's Tiz Yourself with Nicola Barden.